Welcome back to Two Foodies and a Friend. I'm your host, Sam.
And I'm your other host, Micah. And today we have Yuji on our show. Welcome, Yuji.
What's up?
Oh, hey, Yuji. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get right into it. Our talking points are today. We're going to start with our Mount Rushmore of non-soda drinks.
Okay. Okay, I like this.
All right. Sam, take us away. Take us away. All
right, non-soda drinks. So there's probably going to be a lot of juice on here.
A lot of juice, for sure.
A lot of juice, for sure. So the first one is a pioneer of the non-soda like drinks, orange juice.
Orange juice,
classic.
Good answer, good answer.
It's just a classic. Thank you, Yuji. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah. My second. Do you guys know what Pog is?
We do. Yeah.
Yeah. Pog is fine.
Pog is definitely up there for me.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm gonna put Pog there. And then number three. I'm going to go, you have to put lemonade, so I'm going to put pink lemonade on mine.
Pink lemonade.
That's true.
Pink lemonade.
And you got one more on your list?
And then last one, I'm going to go like mango nectar or mango juice. It's pretty good.
Ooh, all right.
It's just a solid drink.
You want to go next, Mike?
I'm going to go next. I'm going to put water on my Mount Rushmore.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about water, I'm going to be honest.
I mean, healthy. Maybe like specifically if we're going into specifics, I'm going to do like a Fiji water because they're really doing it the best. That could be argued, but I think Fiji
like
water
Mosh.
Is the goat of water. So I'm going to go Fiji water, and then I'm going to go like a chocolate banana protein shake.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
And I'm going to go classic lemonade.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go milk.
Okay, milk, protein shake, lemonade, and water. Wow.
Lot of variety, but yeah. I think those are the faves
right,
for sure.
On to the guest list. Yuji right. Duon, take us away.
Take us away.
So y'all forgot about the most important juice, apple juice.
Okay.
You got to have it every morning.
Every morning?
Every morning. Every morning.
Wow, that's not very good for you.
I chuck apple juice every morning.
Is that's the morning routine, apple juice?
That's the morning routine. And also cranberry juice. We can't forget about that.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah, zero sugar because I'm healthy, though.
Okay.
And we can't. OJ. Orange juice is a good choice.
Oh, yeah. OJ
you're going just three juices?
Just the three juices. And the water from Costco also hits time to time.
Ooh, that's the Kirkland water, the sparkling one?
No.
Just the still water.
Just the still water?
Just the still water.
I forgot to mention sparkling water.
So
that might be on my list.
I didn't say sparkling water because, like, soda just reminded me of sparkling drinks, so I just didn't say sparkling water. But sparkling water is really good.
I do think it's a different type of fizz and bubbly, though.
Yeah. It's an honorable mention.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, on to our next topic.
All right, so we're going to be ranking the different varieties of fries. So the fries that we're going to be ranking, there are five of them. We have, like, regular classic fries, curly fries, waffle fries, potato wedges, and crinkle fries.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, Yuji, take us away.
All right.
Take us away. If you need me to remind you of the list, just ask.
Please remind me of the list, please.
Okay, so there's regular fries, curly fries, waffle fries, potato wedges, and crinkle fries.
All right, first of all, last place is potato wedges. They're not even fries. They're just disgusting.
Okay.
KFC used to sell them.
Those are good.
Of course, you think they're good, so.
Okay.
The ones from QFC aren't that bad, though.
Honestly, like, I just would never get those over.
Personally,
normal,
I don't
though.
Get food from QFC, so.
Oh, your palate is more refined than that?
Are you more of a Met Market guy?
Yeah.
Oh, more of a Met Market guy. Mark Market guy.
All Met right. Market.
Met Market. Say it right.
Number one is definitely curly fries. It just hits every time. I don't get it that much because, like, I'm trying to go on a diet right now, but, like, I just.
So you got curly fries at the ones and potato wedges at the five.
Yep.
Okay, so
what's in between?
Yeah.
Let's put the classic fries at three.
Okay.
At three?
Yeah,
so
like the McDonald's fries. They're
like the McDonald's fries.
They're like classic.
Yeah.
What's the other two options?
Crinkle fries and waffle fries.
We're going to put the waffle fries at two.
Okay.
And put the crinkle cut at four.
That's a really good list. Very respectful.
I mean,
thank you, Sam. Thank you.
I knew Yuji would have a good list on fries. I was not disappointed. That's a pretty good list.
Thank you. All right, Mike, you want to take us away?
Yeah. I'm going to go potato wedges at the five also.
Okay,
I think, like, done well, they can be really good. But honestly, I kind of agree with Yuji. The ones at QFC, I'm not going to hate, but they're just not amazing fries.
Yeah, they're not great. They're like a really all right thing. They go well with the tenders, but QFC food has been lacking. I can't even lie.
For real.
I feel like once we graduated from 7th grade, QFC food just was not the same.
Yeah, I know. After 7th grade, it did not hit anymore.
Also, when you just want fries, you don't go for like, oh, I want crinkle. Like,
I
want
potato. I mean,
you just don't think of that.
They're a lot more potato than fries.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, I'm going to have to go... have to go crinkle fries. I do like them, but... Yeah. Me and UG are already on the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's going to have a pretty similar list for this one. Just because I feel like most of those, like, the crinkle cut and the potato wedge are usually, like...
Just all right.
Just all right. Yeah. But the crinkle cut is underrated, dude.
It is underrated. And it can't be good. I just feel like there are some brands that are making crinkle cut that aren't good.
Yeah.
When it's seasoned well, it hits.
Yeah, with good seasoning, it can be good.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to go regular fries at the three.
Yo, you copying my list.
Bro, great minds think alike. I respect the list. And I'm going to go curly fries at the two. No. Waffle fries at the two. And wait, do we have the exact same list?
Yeah, we have the exact same list.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. It's a great list. And then curly fries at the one. So waffle fries at the two, curly fries at the one.
All right. I'm gonna switch it up just to be different. I'm going to go, I don't know. I really like waffle fries, but I feel like I would rather have a shoestring fry, like a crispy, normal fry, than a waffle fry.
The thing is, for me, the reason waffle fries are, like, so, like, good, in my opinion, is not actually because the waffle fries are so good. It's because Chick-fil-A has such good waffle fries. So everyone's, like, image of waffle fries in their mind are just tasty, even though, like, average waffle fry isn't amazing.
That's so true. I totally agree with Mike.
I really like Chick-fil-A fries. I feel like they might be a little overrated, though, because, like, they're just, like, not that crispy.
The fries are overrated. The sauce is not overrated.
The sauce is so good.
No Chick-fil-A sauce.
Nope. No Chick-fil-A sauce, but like most of those places that people have like perfectly rated things, like cane sauce is perfectly rated, Chick-fil-A sauce is perfectly related.
Related or rated?
Rated. I don't know. Arby's horsey sauce, perfectly rated.
Oh, is that good? I've never tried that.
I've never had it either.
How do you know it's perfectly rated?
UG, I know UG has had it. Is Arby's horsey sauce good?
Sorry, I don't eat at Arby's.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
My bad.
He's too good for Arby's.
Dude, this kid's palate is so refined.
Yeah.
All right, back to, okay.
True foodie we have on the show.
Yeah. To my list. Okay.
All right.
So my number one is going to be, I think I'm going to put curly at number one. Curly at number one, shoestring at number two, waffle number three.
Was shoestring a choice?
Regular. Regular. Regular at number two, waffle at number three. And then crinkle at number four, and then just, like, the trash potato wedge is number five.
That's
like,
similar.
Come on now. Like,
I'm here for the potato wedge slander. I'm all here for it.
Yeah. I'll still eat them, but, like, who wouldn't eat any fries? Like, all fries are good. That's the thing about fries, and, like, some foods are just, like, even bad fries are pretty good.
That's how I kind of feel about burgers.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of hard to mess up a burger. Yeah. Unless, like, it's from a fast food restaurant. It's not even, like, real, like, meat or it's, like, plastic.
Yeah, I know. It's just a good food. Like,
do you know what I think is really hard to mess up? Root beer. Because when was the last time you had a bad root beer?
Yeah. Actually, one time I went to this, like, restaurant called Meat in L.A., and it was a vegan, and it had a vegan root beer, and
That sounds disgusting.
It was tragic. It was tragic. It ruined my perception. It had rosemary in it.
Rosemary. Yeah. That's interesting. I have, like, had the sodas where it's, like, the joke sodas where it has, like, crazy flavors like jalapeno or, like, snot. And, snot. Like, those are gross. Like, those are bad sodas. But soda's just, it's tasty.
It hits.
Especially if you have a sugar tooth.
I just stick to my regular sodas.
What are your regular sodas?
You know, the Sprite, the Cola.
Oh, the cola. Fanta.
You're here for the classics.
I feel like you're a Dr. Pibb kind of guy, not Coca-Cola. What are you?
A Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi type of guy.
Oh, you're Pepsi.
Yeah. Pepsi's
Oh, you're trying
on
to
top.
Be different for you.
No.
Pepsi?
No, you can taste the difference.
Yeah, you can.
Pepsi over Coke?
Yeah.
I'm Pepsi taking Pepsi over Coke. I'm also taking Sprite over 7-Up.
That's just
7-Up when, like, you have, like, Sprite, a tummy ache or something.
Sprite over 7-Up. Canada Dry, underrated drink for when you have a tummy ache. Not just for when you have a tummy ache, but just when it's like, it just hits. It's a good drink. Underrated.
Yeah. We're going to move on. So we've done this on the show before. We're going to be playing Wavelength. So basically how this game works is two people are going to know a number, and one person's going to be after guessing the number.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to say, like, let's say the number is 6. So okay. We're going to say foods that we would rank a 6 out of 10, and then the person's going to have to try to guess the number.
Okay. Got so, you. Yuji, you go first. Close your eyes.
So close your eyes, and we're going to pick a number.
All right.
All right, so we have the number in mind.
All right.
Okay, so start us off with the food, and then Yuji's going to try to guess.
All right. Let's start off hot. Cane sauce.
Do I guess the number now?
You can kind of like say in the number you're thinking, but you have like 5 guesses to figure out the number.
All right, give me other food. Like a french fries from like a fast food chain.
What?
Like a fast food chain's french fries.
Good. Oh, okay. You're giving me things. I would say McDonald's.
McDonald's?
All right. Okay. Yeah, I forgot he has to give us things. Yeah. That's
okay. Right. Yeah. We played it wrong last time,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Burger spots.
Okay. I got this. Just a burger spot?
Yeah, like a burger
in
spot.
In Seattle?
Like a chain. I got to know this place.
Okay, in a chain.
Because you know a lot more burger place than me, Sam. So.
I got one in mind. Let's see if we're thinking about the same thing.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm going to let you know if we were talking about the same thing.
I don't know. Burger spots, there's not that. I would go Shake Shack or In-N-Out.
Ooh, Shake. That's actually a good pick.
I'll go Shake Shack.
That's a good pick. That's not what I was thinking, but that's a good pick. All right. What's next?
A drink, like a smoothie, like
any drink?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go a mango smoothie.
Okay, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking like
you have like one more guess if you need one.
I think I'm good. I think I'm gonna go a 9.
Is that your final guess?
Yes, my final guess is a 9.
It was a 10.
It was a 10. French McDonald's fries are not a 10.
Yeah, but
that really
better?
Threw me off.
What fries would you rank better than a 10 for a fast food restaurant?
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Okay. The crinkle, the curly fries from Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, yeah.
I don't know. Honestly,
KFC fries are pretty good too.
I know Wendy's doesn't get that much love with fries,
Wendy's
but they changed their recipe. They made it a little bit like saltier, kind of more like McDonald's esque, and I think it's a lot better.
Yeah,
haven't tried it yet.
You gotta try it. Usually, it's pretty tasty.
Oh, have you guys had the Taco Bell nacho fries? Those are really good.
They slap.
I've seen those commercials.
Those are good.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So I'll go next. Actually. So.
Right. Okay.
Close my eyes right now.
All right. Me and Yuji have the number.
All
right. All
right. Okay.
I'm a big pizza kind of guy. So let's go pizza topping. Pizza topping, not like sausage.
Pizza
cheese.
Topping?
Like, right. Yeah.
Do you want to do this one or should I do this one?
You got it.
All right, I got it. I'm going to go. See, this is a 10 for me, but I don't know if you'd get this. So I'm going to do something that might be like more universally the number.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. Oh, wait. I was thinking about the wrong number. My bad. Okay. Never mind. Forget what I just said. I'm going to go olives.
Oh. It's like a 5. All right. Give me like an aioli.
Aioli?
Yeah.
There's only one type of aioli. That's such a bad thing. Take a different thing.
Okay, fine.
Aioli? What?
All right, fine. Give me a salad ingredient. I know Yuji probably, it's going to be hard for you to answer this one, but give me a salad ingredient.
I don't really eat salad, so I can't comment on this.
Okay,
Micah,
fine.
You got it.
Fine.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to go kale in the salad.
Yeah. Okay, that's also like a 5. So, give me, Yuji, give me a sauce.
A sauce?
Any sauce.
This might be controversial, but ranch.
Okay.
That's a little bit controversial.
Ranch is like one of the best like things this planet has to offer. I can't even lie. It's like super good. But I'll put it at like an 8. So I'll bring my total score up to like a 6 or a 7. I have one more guess, I think. So, Yuji, you're a big guy. You're a big school food guy.
Yeah.
School food item.
School food item.
The potato wedges that they sell.
Ooh.
Okay, they're definitely not good.
I got one in mind, like the school muffin. One time, I like opened it and it was covered
it was moldy.
Were you there, Yuji?
Yes, I was there actually.
Yeah, Yuji was actually there to witness it. Yeah. That brought my grade down from the muffin from a lot. So.
Okay, so my final guess so is it the muffin?
I'm going to say the muffin for the school food, but only for that reason.
Okay, so I'm going to go with a 6.
So far off, it was three.
Okay,
was three.
Yeah. This kid said ranch?
Yeah, ranch.
Ranch for a three?
Ranch is disgusting.
Okay, that is just insane.
What don't you like about ranch? Because I'm curious.
It's just like everybody overuses. Like you dip it on pizza. Like
I don't agree with that. But like, wait, have you had Wingstop ranch? It's sensational.
So let me ask a follow up question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be putting blue cheese on your wings?
No, I just eat my wings. Oh, I don't put anything. Weird,
bro. And so, what if the wings are a little bit spicy and you need something to cool them off?
I wouldn't get spicy wings then. Come on,
but you're missing out on the flavor of the spice.
You don't have, dude, like ranch.
Ranch.
Calm down, Sam. Calm down.
I like Sam's energy with ranch. He's like, he very much likes ranch. Yeah, and I respect that.
I like
that.
Ranch too. I like ranch. Yeah, it's really good.
All right, is the mic is turned?
Okay, I'm gonna close my eyes.
All right.
All right, we got it.
You guys got a number?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, give me a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so this is like, let me think. Like, it's like a, I don't know. I'm gonna go, like, overall, McDonald's.
I agree.
Like, McDonald's okay. overall.
So, keyword overall, because McDonald's has some great menu items
and
some
really bad ones.
Some really bad menu items. Like, the McRib. I've actually never tried the McRib.
The McRib is fire. The McRib is fire. Oh,
yeah. Really?
I really can see it.
I don't know. In the commercials, I see like big like chunks of onion, and I just hate onion, bro. Onions and pickles on like rib. That just sounds disgusting to me.
It's not even like a rib. It's just like ground pork.
Yeah, that's not helping its case.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to say like 6.5. Maybe 7, maybe 6.
You're already guessing it? You're not going to ask more questions?
No, I'm just like, that's what my initial thought is. That's not my final guess.
All right.
Okay. I'm thinking. Give me a flavor of wings, because we were just talking about wings.
I got this.
Okay, you got this one?
Plain wings.
Okay. So plain.
Like, you know, like the plain flavor from Wingstop?
I don't know the plain. Is that just like
chicken?
Okay. Okay, so maybe like a 5 out of 10. Because you're so average.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a dipping sauce.
Okay. I'm going to go Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue.
Okay. I love Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue, so that would throw me off a lot.
No. Barbecue, like, okay, wait. No. Not Sweet Baby Ray's. That's a bad thing. Just regular mustard. Not honey mustard. It's like just regular mustard.
Okay. So that can be good, but.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking, like, just something that's very average. So maybe a 5 out of 10.
Like a mid? Something mid?
Something mid.
Yeah.
Mid over the line. I have, like, one more guess or two more guesses?
You got two more.
I don't know if I need two more, honestly, but just for kicks and giggles, I'm going to go give me a soda.
All right.
For the kicks and giggles, I'm going to say Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Is that a little controversial song?
That threw me off a lot.
That's controversial.
Because I feel like you like Pepsi and not Coca-Cola, I'm sticking at 5 out of 10. I'm going to lock it in 5 out of 10.
You are.
Really close.
Really close, but incorrect. It is a 6 out of 10.
It's a 6.
It's a 6 out of 10.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
I really think Coca-Cola is like an 8 out of 10 soda. So, like, that's just crazy that you say. You have some really horrible.
Then what do you rate Pepsi, Sam? What do you rate Pepsi?
Also an 8 out of 10. Also an 8 out of 10.
Well, maybe like a 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
How about Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper's trash.
What?
Okay. I would say, like, Diet Coke is better than regular Coke. I would rate Diet Coke a 10 out of 10.
I feel like, why?
Because I just like it more.
It's just.
Why do people like diet soda more?
Yeah, me too.
I don't get it.
Like, if you're going to have a soda, just go with the
sometimes. Okay, well, first of all, it is healthier.
It's not.
And less
healthier.
Sugar. I'm not. Okay, there are some bad things in diet soda. I'm not agreeing with that. It does have less sugar. So if you're trying to cut down on sugar, I understand why you would want a diet soda. But I do think Diet Coke is the best diet beverage because it tastes better than the original with sugar. And I think that's the only soda that's like that.
Yeah, I actually like Gatorade Zero, too. I don't know if you guys have had that. It's like, I don't know, it's like a little less sweet.
Yeah.
It's good.
I don't know, like, so I have a lot of Gatorade, and Gatorade for, like, during sports, it always, like, just make me feel kind of like sluggish. And
yeah, I don't drink it during sports. I know UG's a big Gatorade guy.
Yeah, I'm a big Gatorade guy. Shout out.
It can be good for electrolytes, but like in general, I feel like if you really want the best sports beverage, you might want to go with like a Body Armor. But like Gatorade is the best tasting.
What's our opinion on Prime, guys?
Like I feel really, like if I was in seventh grade and Logan Paul just came out with Prime, I would have loved Prime.
Yeah.
I have a really good friend that really likes Prime. His name is Noah.
Oh, Noah Cook.
Yeah.
Noah Cook likes Prime.
Little feature on.
Shout out Noah Cook.
Shout out Noah Cook. Come I'm not now. A huge Prime guy. I think it's a little bit of an immature beverage.
It's an immature beverage.
Agree.
Way too sweet. Come on now.
Way too sweet.
I don't believe
it. It's a little bit of a childish beverage.
They need to lock it.
If you like mix it with water, it could be good. Never tried it though.
Yeah, I like the idea of Prime, but the execution of Prime is horrible.
Yeah.
So do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, the coconut juice and the less sugar, like, the idea is great, but like,
I don't see it.
I just like, the execution is bad. I don't think it tastes good. It's too sweet. And also, like, buying products from YouTubers just feels very immature.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
All right. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you, Fraz, for tuning in. Thank you for coming on the show, Yuji.
No problem.
This has been Two Fruities and a Friend.